My grandfather is the one that did everything, you know. He's the one that leased. At that time, you couldn't buy it. You had to lease for 99 years. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that did it, and he had two daughters and one son. So, you know, in the whole country, I don't know later on, but I know in my mother's age, she got married because my grandfather picked the boy for her. And so did her sister. So he had the means, and he said he wants two son-in-laws. One should be a rabbi, and one should be a big merchant. And that's exactly what he did. My father was the merchant, and my uncle was the rabbi. But the rabbi was nobody's fool. When he got older, years later, he said he wants to be like his father-in-law, a businessman. But the only thing he's going to do, he's whoever, you know, in the old country, if you needed something to ask the rabbi, silly things, even a chicken, if it was kosher or not kosher. So they used to come and ask the rabbi for, he used to call a shaila in Hebrew, and that's vapros in Russian, frage in Yiddish. I give you
advice?
Advice. You know, I just couldn't think of the word. I said in Hebrew and in Russian and Yiddish, but I couldn't remember in English. And he said he's going to do everything free. He's not going to charge for anything, but he's going to go into the business. He went into the business, he was a successful businessman because he was bright. But the end was, the communists took him to Siberia and he died in the in jail because he got wealthy and they wanted to get rid of him.